Now, on redeeming our internal narrative, which is where our conflict resolution begins, that actually is a process. Within everyone, there is a conversation going on. We may not be aware of it. We may not want to admit it or admit to the contents of that internal narrative, but it is there. Psalm 37:14. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose way is upright. Right there, where the translators used the words, way is upright, a more exact translation would be, whose conversation is upright, meaning not only outwardly, but their internal narrative is upright. The same Hebrew word, which in this case is our word for conversation, draws a picture of a well-worn path, or a path which is worn from constantly being walked on, and when in groups, it draws a picture of marching together, or a conversation. Conversations, when in a group setting, are like people marching together on their way somewhere. In Proverbs 31:3, your ways doesn't necessarily mean the way you do things, but more speaks of your internal narrative. In other words, don't give your internal conversation over to those which destroy. Or, don't allow yourself a downward spiraling internal conversation so often you begin to believe your own rhetoric. I must also add that escaping our own dark thoughts isn't always easy by any means. So, we must get help. In fact, the very last letter of the Hebrew word for conversation has, among other meanings, a meaning of your, Y-O-U-R, implying the conversation you have with yourself, your internal narrative. Allowing ourselves honest conversations with the Lord tends to redeem our internal narrative. It brings rectification and clarity, which is why, if we need counseling, it is profitable. Among the words used for heal and make whole in the New Testament is the word therapeuo, used 44 times, and it's where we get our English word for therapy, meaning a system of treatments intended to heal and restore. Within this word, not only is there a meaning of being made well, but also the idea of having to wait in the course of conversation, and waiting is a time element, meaning we talk it out. Of course, there are all sorts of therapies. Antibiotic therapy, shock therapy, oxygen therapy, heat therapy, and in our case, considering the topic is a good conversation, talk therapy. Without godly conversations, we are often left only to our internal narrative, and if we have a propensity to negativity, remember, people are going to catch what you've really got, not what you think you've got. It is a human tendency to gravitate towards what we want to fix and forget to celebrate what we have. In 1 Kings 18:27, Elijah was mocking the prophets of Baal when, regardless of all their crying out and self-mutilation, their God, with a little g, didn't show up. Elijah mockingly said, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Could be he's lost in thought, or in the toilet, or maybe he's on a journey, or perhaps he's asleep and must be awakened." Where he said, on a journey, it's the same word for conversation. So we could read it another way to say, maybe he is stuck in a conversation someplace or has gone somewhere and can't be gotten a hold of. I do believe the false prophets of Baal were probably sufficiently antagonized, driving them into a frenzy. In all this, I can draw a conclusion that there are many conversations which happen in Scripture, from ones which last across several chapters to simple ones like in Luke 6:11. When the people were filled with rage and were having a heated conversation concerning what to do with Jesus, they were conflicted. How does your internal narrative sound? Is it an upward spiral or a downward spiral? So, if it's a downward spiral more often than not, what are you going to do about that? Let's not hide it, but resolve it so there is no reason for hiding and having secrets any longer. Having a good conversation, one that is profitable and builds us up, though, that may not be as easy to come by as we might hope. What a conversation is and how we do it is one thing, but where does our best conversation begin and why?